Today, wanted. More high-rise purchasers willing to play Russian roulette. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, with the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, finally, the problems in Australian high-rise construction are getting airtime, but many households are caught up in these rolling disasters. As estimates suggest, well over half of recently built apartments are defective. It frankly remains a game of Russian roulette when buying off-the-plan apartments in particular, and consumers could be forgiven for asking themselves if it is safe to buy an apartment at all, with issues frequently emerging in, for example, Sydney's building developments. The current legislation is not effective, and of course the question is, who will foot the bill for repairs? And yet, on the other hand, the industry keeps making empty promises and is claiming things are now fixed. No surprise there. So let's look back at some of the issues so far in New South Wales. In recent years, building developments such as Opal Towers and two buildings owned by Toplace have hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons, leaving some owners and occupiers out of pocket and traumatised. Last year, New South Wales regulators issued work rectification orders against building sites, including the laneways at Rosebery, which has serious structural defects, and Toplace's vicinity complex in Canterbury over, quote, potential serious defects. At Mascot Towers in Sydney's Inner South, residents were offered a settlement at the start of January after being forced to evacuate their defect-ridden apartment building years prior. Less than a fortnight later, New South Wales Building Commissioner David Chandler has moved to reassure residents there was no immediate threat to an apartment and retail development in Macquarie Park after concerns about concrete were identified in the building's basement and ground floor. What we have done so far is we've told the developer, you are responsible and you're going to fix this under the powers of the New South Wales Residential Apartment Buildings Act, Mr. Chandler said on Thursday last week. But Lachlan's line is just one of the many, with building work rectification orders issued all the time by Building Commission New South Wales. We're probably issuing 4 or 5 orders a week at the moment, Mr. Chandler said. Now, the ABC writes that in December, the New South Wales Building Commission was given extra powers to order fixes during construction, aimed at boosting public confidence in buying homes off the plan. Under the new powers given to the building commissioner, a 5-star rating system for builders and developers called iCert and 10-year defect insurance for apartment buildings are now in place. And Mr. Chandler said the defect insurance for certain types of defects was the next step in major reform for the industry and would help reassure consumers about new building developments. The Commissioner's office has also been expanded to handle the volume of complaints reported under Project Intervene, a structured process allowing owners, corporations to report and resolve serious building defects. The number of defects reported for strata developments have doubled since the new laws came in. And Mr. Chandler said developments prior to the state's building legislation would have defects as yet unreported. What that's telling us is there's over 60 to 70% of developments and buildings that have defects out there, and we don't know about them, he says. New South Wales Director of the Property Council of Australia, Katie Stevenson, told ABC Radio Sydney it was important that new homes being built were of high quality. David Chandler is doing some great work, but there are still the odd couple of developments that have not been up to snuff, and the development sector does not stand for that, she said. Brian Sader from the Masters Building Association of New South Wales agreed that the Building Commissioner was working on building public trust in the sector. The announcement of the Building Commissioner finding a number of projects that have defects are all issues that impact on the sentiment of building, he said. A spokesman for Mr. Chandler said that the early intervention shows the building developers were liable to pay for repairs rather than the owner's corporation, avoiding serious litigation and disputes. Developers Greenland Australia have agreed to cover the cost of rectifying the damage at Macquarie Park, he said, but some buyers have fallen through the cracks. The legal situation was different for about 600 creditors financially affected by the collapse of companies like Toplace, with residents at the vicinity complex potentially facing a multi-million dollar repair bill before the 10-year insurance legislation was in place. Those owners are considering terms of a possible settlement. While laws have changed, Professor Mark Hoffman from the University of Newcastle says confidence in buying new homes and apartments off the plan continued to be a challenge because of the unknown risks. For mum and dad consumers, it's very difficult to know what the risk is in buying off the plan or even after construction, because these sorts of issues are not evident. It's very difficult to see that there are underlying issues that cause this sort of failure, he said. Professor Hoffman has inspected and provided advice on apartment complexes with defects, including Mascot Towers, Opal Towers, and the two Toplace developments. He said Australia's shortage of engineers needs to be addressed to ensure qualified and experienced engineers are able to oversee projects and avoid problems. We have a considerable skill shortage in engineering across the board, he said. You need to have good engineering design to make sure that buildings are safe, and also overseeing construction to make sure the building is constructed as designed. Australia's engineering skill and labour shortage is at its highest level in over 10 years, with the demand for engineering skills outpacing supply, a report by Engineers Australia last year found. And Mr Chandler has vowed to shine the light on instances where engineers haven't done their job properly. What will the extra powers continue to achieve? Well, Professor Hoffman believes the new stricter laws allowing the Building Commissioner's intervention shows that things are changing in the construction industry. A string of high-profile building defects paved the way for building reforms, while some see green shoots in the industry. Owners of the uninhabited Mascot Towers feel they've been left behind. It's disappointing, the structural damage, but it also shows the Building Commissioner is doing his job, and it's good to see that his office is expanding, he said. Opposition leader Mark Speakman believes consumers can have confidence from here on. People can have confidence to buy off the plan because the Building Commission is dealing with the legacy defects, he said. Now, a couple of observations. Firstly, the legacy issues are not fully being covered. Chandler's already said that he thinks there are many properties with defects that haven't been reported, and he also acknowledges that until the new legislation came in, they had very limited means of recourse. So many people are living in properties that are actually probably wonky. And secondly, the view that everything is now fine and it's a historic issue is just not true. Even today, new buildings being built are probably being built poorly, with materials costs rising and with labour costs also a problem. And so until we get a better means of inspection through the construction process, which means independent certification as you go through, this is not going to get solved anytime soon. And I'm surprised, frankly, that the New South Wales Building Commissioners have not actually pushed harder for more specific certification, because that is the best way to make sure that things are working as they should work. So if you are in the market for an off the plan, you could well be thinking it's like Russian roulette. You actually don't know what you're getting. And if you do pull the trigger and buy one of those apartments, you may well be getting a lot more than you bargained for, or not. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.